From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Ethiopian Prime Minister's office is retracting an earlier statement that said a few people had died in an explosion during a political rally in the capital. Now it says 83 people were wounded and 15 are in critical condition. Ethiopia's new prime minister had just finished his speech at a rally when the explosion went off. U.S. President Donald Trump has put the emphasis on border security, capping off a week when the immigration issue became a political firestorm that swept through Washington. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Trump hosted an event with so-called angel families, family members who have lost loved ones at the hands of illegal immigrants.
They don't talk about the death and destruction caused by people that shouldn't be here. People that will continuously get into trouble and do bad things.
Sabine Durden remembered her son, Dominic.
I brought my son. This is what I have left, his ashes.
Earlier on Twitter, the president told Republicans they should stop wasting their time trying to pass an immigration fix in Congress. Republicans struggled this week to pass legislation and will try again next week. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States. This is in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. On Friday, the day new EU tariffs went into effect, Trump tweeted, "If these tariffs and barriers are not broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here." Auto industry experts say such tariffs could negatively impact the U.S. economy as well as Europe's. This is VOA News. Another olive branch has been extended by the U.S. to South Korea, or North Korea, since U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in Singapore.
The militaries of the United States and South Korea have agreed to suspend some of their joint training exercises scheduled for the next few months. In another sign that promises made at the Trump-Kim Jong-un summit are moving forward. When President Trump met Kim in Singapore earlier this month, he announced he'd stop the, quote, very provocative and expensive drills, which the North had long requested. Although it baffled some allies as they're designed to keep forces at a state of readiness. The troops are regarded as some of the most battle-ready in the U.S. military.
That's Reuters' Leah Jakobiak reporting. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is gravely concerned by the recent military escalation, including ground offensives and aerial bombardments in southwestern Syria. Guterres has called for an immediate end to the current military escalation and urges all stakeholders to respect their obligations under international law and international humanitarian law, including the protection of civilians and civilian infrastructure. Jordan brokered a ceasefire agreement in southern Syria between the U.S. and Russia in July of 2017. Peace talks between South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar ended without an agreement, but the two principals may meet face-to-face again, possibly as early as next week. South Sudan Information Minister, who returned from the meetings Friday, told reporters that the regional bloc, IGAD's Council of Ministers, has declared the high-level forum to be over. Nikki Haley, the United States ambassador to the United Nations, said Thursday that a UN report on poverty within the country is ridiculous. The UN report released earlier this month actually highlighted economic inequality. In addition, it claimed the policy pursued by U.S. President Donald Trump would exacerbate the country's wealth gap, further hurting the poor. The report found that the U.S. leads the developed world in income and wealth inequality, and that 40 million people in the country currently lived in poverty. It says the U.S. citizens lived shorter and sicker lives. That's compared to those who are living in other rich democracies. And again, peace talks between South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have ended without an agreement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.